Chapter 9. The Yoga of Confidentiality. On the Confidential of Knowledge. The Supreme Lord said, "What I am telling now is the most confidential knowledge of self-realization for those who are not envious. With the knowing of it, you will be released from worldly miseries." It is the king of knowledge and the confidential. It is the purest, transcendental, and understood by direct experience. It is of the righteous, very happy in its practice, and everlasting. Persons without faith in the path of righteousness, O killer of the enemies, do not attain me, and will upon dying return to the path of material motivation. By the unmanifest of me, this entire cosmic manifestation is pervaded. All living entities are in me, and I am not in them. Never either is all creation fixed in me. Behold my mystic union. Sustaining all, and not being in them also, is myself the source of all. Try to understand that, like the mighty wind that is always in the sky, blowing everywhere, I likewise exist with all created beings that are within me. All beings, O son of Kunti, merge at the end of an era in my original form, and at the beginning of an era, all those I create again. Descending into my material nature, I again and again create all of the cosmic manifestation, of which the sum total is delivered to my compelling force. And to those activities, I am never bound, O conqueror of wealth, as I am in the neutral, without being attracted to the fruit of action. By my superintendence, the material of nature manifests both the moving and the unmoving, and for this reason, O son of Kunti, is the cosmic manifestation working. The foolish look down upon my having assumed the human form, not knowing of my transcendental nature, and that I am the great Lord of all. Baffled in their hopes, fruit of actions and knowledge, those who are bewildered take to demoniac and atheistic views, and also surely to the delusional of material nature. But the great souls, O son of Prita, who have taken to the shelter of my divine nature, render service without their minds deviating, and know of the inexhaustible origin of creation. Always singing about me, and also endeavoring with determination, they offer me their obeisances, perpetually engaged in the worship of their devotion. Also cultivating knowledge, others sacrificing, worship me as the oneness in the diversity of the universal form. I am the ritual, the sacrifice, the oblation, and I am the medicinal herb, the mantra, and also, for sure, the clarified butter, the fire, and the offering. Of this universe, I am the father, the mother, the supporter, the grandfather, that what's to be known, that what purifies, the pranava aum, and surely the Rig, Sama, and the Yajurveda. The goal, the sustainer, the master, the witness, the refuge, the most intimate friend, the origin, the dissolution, the ground of being, the resting place, and the imperishable seed. I give heat, I bring and withhold the rain, and I am immortality, and surely death, and both the subtle and the gross, Arjuna. The knowers of the three Vedas, these soma drinkers who are freed from sins, worship me with sacrifices and pray for their passage to heaven. They attain the world of Indra and enjoy the celestial pleasures of the gods there. After they, taking pleasure in that vast heaven, have exhausted the merit of their good deeds, they fall back into the mortal world again, and thus do those who desire sense enjoyment in following the doctrines of the three Vedas attain birth and death. but of those persons who concentrate on nothing else but me and who are fixed in devotion, in proper worship, I protect the union, and to them I carry what they need. Even though those who are the devotees of other gods with faith also worship me only, O son of Kunti, they worship me the wrong way. I am certainly, of all sacrifices, the enjoyer and the controller as well. They who do not know me in reality fall down therefore. Worshippers of the godly go to the gods. Worshippers of the ancestors go to the forefathers. They who worship spirits go to them, and my devotees come to me. Whoever offers me a leaf, a flower, a fruit and water with devotion, that offer, brought from the heart by a soul of good habits, I accept. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer, whatever you give away, or whatever austerity you're in, O son of Kunti, do that as an offering towards me. Thus you will be freed from the auspicious and inauspicious consequences of being bound by karma, and liberated in having your mind set on renunciation in this yoga, you will attain me. I am equal to all living entities. No one is disliked or favored by me, but those persons who render transcendental service to me in devotion are in me, and I also certainly am in them. Even if one committing the most abominable action is engaged in devotional service unto me without deviation, he is to be considered a saint, as he is complete in his determination. Very soon he becomes righteous and attains lasting peace, O son of Kunti. Do proclaim that my devotee never perishes. And also, in particular, those who take shelter of me, O son of Prita, who are born from sin, who are women of the trading business, and also the laborers, even they will attain the supreme destination. What then again for righteous Brahmins, devotees and saintly rulers, who also gained to this temporary world full of miseries? Be in loving service towards me. Always thinking of me, become my devotee, my worshipper, and thus devoted to me, offering me obeisances, your soul will become fully aligned.